You're listening to Drive here on 2SER 107.3. The world's largest showcase of French cinema outside of France returns this year for its 34th edition. The Alliance Française French Film Festival will run from the 7th of March to the 5th of April with a lineup of enchanting cinematic escapes made up of the best of contemporary French cinema. The program includes French box office hits November and The Innocent, several films either featuring or directed by emerging French talent, and the 2023 Academy Awards contender Saint-Omer. A full link to the program will, of course, be available on our website. I'm joined by Corinne Maurice, the artistic director of the Alliance Film Festival, to run through what kinds of cinematic treats are on offer this year's festival. Corinne, welcome to the show. It's wonderful to have you here on Drive.
Thank you, Felix, for having me. I'm very glad to be with you tonight.
So to kick things off, the Cannes-selected romantic comedy Masquerade is set to open the festival on the 7th of March in Sydney. Director Nicolas Bedos has already seen one of his films, the fanciful romance La Belle Époque, screen at the festival in 2020. What made Masquerade the perfect opening night pick?
Oh, it's just a perfect French movie. It's glamour. It speaks about sex, money, manipulation. It's in the Côte d'Azur. You know, I don't know if you know Gainsbourg, but it's a sea, sex, and sun. And you've got this amazing, amazing artist inside, like Isabelle Adjani or Pierre Ninet. I think it's a quintessence of the French movie. You don't know what's going on, and it's unbelievable how all this beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, also the closing night is a comedy as well. Is it normal to have on a comedy bookend the festival there? Why is that the choice this year?
Yes, this year, because we were such challenging years before. I wanted to finish with something that gives me the smile. I think when you go to cinema, you need to be feeling emotion. And I wanted that people leave the cinema with a big smile, spend a good time. And last year I start the festival, my opening movies was Lost Illusion with Benjamin Voisin, who was the central character. And I wanted to, it was funny to finish this year festival with him too. So it's a great comedy, beautiful one.
Yeah, I mean, as you were mentioning before, French cinema is, of course, synonymous with romance. And what is it about French cinema that allows it to so accurately capture and express l'amour?
Oh, l'amour, l'amour, toujours l'amour. It's what I realized when I start to... It's my third edition, and each time I see a French movie, we speak about food and we speak about love, and the good things are all together. And in this festival, I try to present movies that speak about incredible love story, like Lie With Me or One Fine Morning, but also black comedy. On all these movies, we speak about love.
Yeah, and I mean, you've also sort of divided the program into three main strands this year: Finding Comic Relief, Limitless Hope, and Love in All Forms. How do the films in these strands sort of differ? Why have you chosen to break the program up in this way?
Oh, I wanted also to, you know, it's the festival, the Alliance Française French Film Festival, it's a window on what's going on in France. So I wanted also to show real story, like Sugar and Star, to speak about a champion pastry chef. It's a real autobiography. I wanted to propose also some feel-good movie, because we need to smile, we need to spend good time. And also I took some challenger movie, like this crazy film called Final Cut. We were the opening of the Cannes Festival, and it's a zombie comedy, crazy, hilarious movie. And I think it's so we needed to have to have something that change and put you in a place where you don't know where you're going. And I love that. I love the storytelling that we've got on all these movies. Very surprising.
Yeah, it's also a really exciting year for the program this year with Saint-Omer as part of the Academy Awards. Why do you think that film was submitted over other big-hitting French films such as Claire Denis' Both Sides of the Blade or Mia Hansen-Love's One Fine Morning?
The storytelling is very strong in France. We produce more than 10,000 books a year, so we've got full of stories to tell. But also we've got a new generation of female director, and when you speak about, for example, of the Children of the Order of Winoncourt and all this movie like Saint-Omer with Alice Diouf. Alice Diouf is a new voice of the French cinema. And it's very interesting to see that they are very successful. All these women are successful and also kept the authenticity of stories and show with us on the big screen.
Yeah, I mean, you were mentioning there the kind of emerging school of French talent. Where do you think the best place on the program to look for that talent is? What films should people be keeping an eye out for if they want to check out the up-and-coming new blood?
Yes, I spoke about Alice Diop, but also we've got this incredible movie called November. November, it's made by Cédric Jiménez, who was the director of Bacnor and also Le Bureau. And this movie last year just broke the box office. It was a spectacular 2.5 million admissions. And I'm so glad that we have this kind of movie who puts on action. You know, it's very rare that we have beautiful action movies in French. And this one is just a must to see. And I think also that we have to see the movie called Notre Dame in Fire. We speak about the fire in the Cathedral Notre Dame. And this one, we are with a fireman and we try to save the place. It's a great movie on big screen. I wanted that people want to go back in the theater. It's so important to go back to the theater to see these movies in a fantastic condition.
Yeah, I mean, one of the other things that you've been mentioning in the lead up to the festival is the incredible performances from who you've described as leading French ladies like Juliette Binoche, Marion Cotillard, Virginia Efira, Léa Seydoux, and so on. Can you tell us a bit about what kinds of roles these actresses have taken in the respective films that we can see from then in the lineup, and what's so strong about those leading French women in cinema at the moment?
Yes, I think if we can speak about Virginia Efira, for example, I think in the Ruby Kozlowski, The Other People's Children, she just do a career best performance. It's she profoundly moving. She's in the romantic drama and she can show all she can give to the cinema. And Léa Seydoux also is another French star. She was in the 007, and she plays a single mother trying to balance emotional needs on her parents, but also on herself. All these actresses are incredible of sensibility, it is their own drama, you know. And I think that Maya Hansenlöf, for example, which is a director of One Fine Morning, she just gave a gift to Léa Seydoux. She just say, Léa, just express yourself. And I'm going, don't worry, I will take care of your feelings. And that's just amazing to have this kind of relationship between all these women. And we speak about Binoche, who's also in the movie of Christophe Honoré. She's amazing inside. We've got the back of Isabelle Adjani also. Yes, I'm very proud to have all these sensitive actor in the festival.
Alrighty. Well, Corinne, thank you so much for joining us here on Tuesday Drive. It is always fantastic getting incredible international film festivals through Sydney. We love getting a bit more variety onto our cinema screens and really appreciate your insights into this year's lineup.
Thank you so much. Go and see some French movie and hope to see you next year. It will be my last edition.
Oh my goodness. Well, I look forward to seeing what you pull out for your last curation. That will be really exciting, but also sad to see you go.
It will be the 35th edition, so it will be a magical one.
Indeed. You're listening to Drive here on 2SER 107.3. As I mentioned, we'll have those details up at the website, 2SER.com. Stick around, more to come.